Putting aside the lack of actual intelligence coming out of Washington, D.C. these days, one of the main topics running through the current zeitgeist is the notion of artificial intelligence. Whether at work in our homes in the voices of Siri or Alexa, or in the spam phone calls we receive daily, or in the current fictional blitz of Westworld, Her, and even the Avengers films, computer-generated thinking permeates how we all see the world changing. In Marjorie Prime by Jordan Harrison at Marin Theatre Company through October 27th, another use of AI is posited as a therapeutic and healing device for those with emotional issues, including the elderly. As the play opens, the 85-year-old Marjorie is drifting out of touch with reality, losing her memories and slowly losing herself. A company called Senior Serenity has an answer, a 3D holographic image of her late husband, Walter, filled with memories gathered via interviews with Marjorie, her daughter, and her son-in-law, John. In a conversation as the play opens, we see this younger Walter interview Marjorie, trying to cull information to make their conversation more real and to keep her focused on the present moment. Her daughter, Tess, and son-in-law, John, are conflicted about this fake Walter. Is it a good thing or a problem? As a creature of AI, Walter can edit memories, but so can human beings. What is the real past, and what is a construction? This theme haunts the entire play. A being constructed from memory to resemble the real person isn't the real person. And as a facsimile, it's not clear whether we are seeing the truth or a lie. Letting a person live on past their death and not live on, are we better off with our memories or with a cracked mirror image that seems real but isn't? And of course, what is the reality of memory itself? And of AI, as it learns, does it become more human or just a more complex program machine, or is there a difference? Grounding the play is a superb group of actors. Anthony Fusco is marvelous as John, the son-in-law, whose notions of memory dominate the play. Matching his performance is Julie Eccles as his wife, Tess. Tommy Gorisbeek is suitably artificial as Walter, a performance that sounds much easier than it actually is. And leading the cast is Bay Area legend Joy Carlin, in what she has said is her final acting performance in a long and distinguished career. Marjorie Prime is a good play, not a great one. It feels thin at times, almost a trifle, and hints at greater depth that never quite emerges. But thanks to the performances of Joy Carlin and Anthony Fusco in particular, this production takes off into the stratosphere, and the two together show what the finest acting is all about. Marjorie Prime by Jordan Harrison, directed by Ken Rush Schmoll, plays at Marin Theatre Company through May 27th. For more information, you can go to marintheatre.org. I'm Richard Walensky on Bay Area Theatre for KPFA.